This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. In California, the governor issued an executive order Tuesday apologizing for the state's history of violence against Native American tribes. Christina Onestad reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's sorry for violence, mistreatment, and neglect inflicted on Native Americans throughout California's history.
It's called a genocide. That's what it was, a genocide. I'm sorry on behalf of the state of California. I'm sorry that we've had generations, your kids and grandkids, your ancestors, that have to suffer through the indignities, the lack of capacity and empathy and understanding, their lives lost, their lives diminished, and the incapacity for the rest of us to fully grasp the magnitude of what we in this state did to your ancestors.
Newsom also announced the creation of a Truth and Healing Council to examine the state government's role in campaigns of extermination and exploitation. There are more than 100 recognized tribes in the state. Newsom says California cannot undo wrongs, but that the state can tell the truth about its past and begin to heal deeper wounds. Christina Onestad, National Native News, California.
Coast Salish tribes are among those expressing opposition to Canada's recent approval of the Trans Mountain crude oil pipeline expansion. But a Canadian Indigenous group hoping to cash in on the pipeline is praising the move. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Tuesday the government is going ahead with the pipeline that would carry nearly 900,000 barrels of oil a day from Alberta to the west coast of British Columbia. The government expects it will open up new oil export markets in Asia and elsewhere. But tribes along the coast of Washington State and Vancouver blasted the plan as a serious threat to marine life and other fragile environments. Suquamish Chairman Leonard Forsman says the addition of as many as 400 oil tankers through the waters shared by the U.S. and Canada brings numerous potential hazards that could harm his and other Salish tribes.
We are concerned about the increased vessel traffic impacting our opportunity to harvest and our usual custom fishing areas.
Another group that says it's led by Indigenous investors praised the expansion. The Iron Coalition is encouraging Indigenous ownership of the pipeline so that all the profits generated from it are directed back to Indigenous communities. The co-chair of the group called it an incredible opportunity, and the group looks forward to meeting with the government to move the project forward. Prime Minister Trudeau says the expansion construction will likely begin this year. Poet, writer, and musician Joy Harjo has been named Poet Laureate of the United States. Harjo, a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation, is the first Native American to hold the Poet Laureate title. She told NPR the title is an honoring for Native American people who have been disappeared and disregarded in the United States. Harjo is from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she still lives. She says the appointment will allow her to continue her work as an ambassador of poetry. Here is Harjo reading an excerpt from her poem, Conflict Resolution for Holy Beings, when she appeared on the radio show Native America Calling in 2015.
The sun rose over the Potomac this morning, over the city surrounding the White House. It blazed scarlet, a fire opening truth. White House, or Chogohutki, means the house of the peacekeeper, the keepers of justice. We have crossed this river to speak to the white leader for peace many times. Since these settlers first arrived in our territory and made this their place of governance, these streets are our old trails, curved to fit around trees.
For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Trickster Gallery and American Indian Veterans welcome all veterans to Reconnect in Unity, the fifth annual national gathering of American Indian veterans at Cantigny Park, Wheaton, Illinois, July 26th to 28th. TricksterGallery.com supports this show.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.